The bulletin board. The following article contains two journal entries as well as an article on scouts saving the day in a local newspaper. These relate to some of the youth feeling concerning summer camps that many of you will be attending this summer. The first entry from the journal says, "Dear Journal, when Mom and Dad said we'd be living in a one-room cabin in Nauvoo this summer, I wasn't excited about being so close with my family. But our family would be performing in the City of Joseph pageant, which sounded fun, so I thought I'd give it a try. On opening night, as I looked at the performers in their 1840s costumes, I felt a oneness with my Nauvoo ancestors. How real they seem to me now. Lots of people have told us how the pageant has touched them, too. Tonight, our family won an award from the director for working so well together. I guess it's not so bad to be close as a family. Scouts saved the day, Salem, Oregon. It was a summer full of good deeds for Boy Scout Spencer Oberman. As he was working on his Eagle project in a park, he spotted a house on fire and put out the flames. Spencer of the Salem, Oregon Stake was installing park benches and painting fences with his dad. Steve and his cousin, Beaumonte of the Rialto, California Stake, when they noticed smoke rising from the roof of a home. Spencer's dad called 911 while the two boys raced to warn the homeowner. The boys then used garden hoses to put out the fire. We looked at each other and started to laugh because we couldn't believe that we were putting out a fire together. We were so excited to be helping someone," said Spencer. "Scouts had definitely taught us to be prepared, think ahead, and work together. Dear family, I'm having a blast here at the summer conference of the National Association of Student Councils. Among the 2,000 student delegates from North America, I didn't expect to find other Mormons, but soon they found me. Some LDS delegates planned a testimony meeting and spread the word. Dozens of LDS kids from all over North America showed up. As we bore our testimonies, the Spirit let us know the truthfulness of the gospel. Here's a photo of some of the LDS kids. It's great to know that so many student leaders are also such wonderful examples for the church. Love, Jamie." End of the bulletin board. End of